As reported in the New York Post this morning, solo female drivers at red lights near bridge and tunnel entrances are suddenly attacked by robbers who hurl cinder blocks through their car windows. Called, instead of carjacking, now it's car smashing. There was a woman heading from her Midtown Manhattan law office. A youth walked in front of her Mazda 929. I couldn't run him over, she said, but I didn't know what was going to happen. A second young thug, apparently working with the first, approached the driver's side window and hurled a cement block through it. Then he reached inside and took her purse. Lying on the seat, she was uninjured. $1,000 of damage to the car. There's no way to determine the exact number of these incidents, but so far in Manhattan, they got a dozen. The most recent incident occurred yesterday when a robber hurled a block through the window of a New York Post editor. So driving with your windows down doesn't do it, I guess, does it? You got your windows down, your doors locked, you're thinking you're bold, right? Only in New York. I shouldn't be talking about it. The local lunatics will get mad, man. You feel pretty proud. Got your new car. Anti-lock devices. Sitting in a red light. What it is the criminals just don't care anymore. In the old days, you had a better class of criminals. You know, they'd map out. Okay, here's how we're going to pull off the heist. Remember? And they'd have maps and charts, the old criminals. All right, you go in around the alarm clock. Now, we know the security guard takes his massive every night between 8:15 and 8:22. Joe, you cut the phone lines. Harry, you go in through the ventilation duct. You let us in. I'll start the stopwatch. At exactly 8:21, we should be out of there in the car and on the way. By the time the guy gets back from his massive, he won't know what hit him. Today's criminal? How the hell would it? Just throw a brick through the window. Take what you want and run. Huh? Your old car thieves. They used to have schools for car thieves, you know? Okay, here's how you hotwire a car. Reach under the dashboard, wire A to wire B. Touch gently. Okay, now you gotta wait till the parking lot is dimly lit. And you sneak in there, and here's how you jimmy a lock. Nobody knows how to jimmy a lock. The hell with jimmy and a lock? Who's Jimmy and Locke? What? I gotta go to school to be a cook now. And thanks to society being effectively disarmed, criminals have no fear whatever that you might return fire, that they can throw a block in your window and you'll do what they expect, cower and grovel on the seat as you spill over your valuables and that watch that's got that family monogram on it and all your possessions. God forbid you should shoot back, then you'll be sued. Isn't life grand? Some days, I'm feeling extra perky today. Thank God for the tabloids. Give us something wacky to look at. Because other days, you're tempted to just pull the... Aren't you tempted to pull the blankets over your head with some of the crazy goings-on in the world? You be honest with me. Doesn't it ever cross your mind that you're tempted to say, to hell with it, I'm selling everything, I'm going to buy me a mansion in West Virginia, and I'm going to do nothing the rest of my life drinking corn and saying... I'm a West Virginia guy, West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say bad lip, bad, bad, bad lip, bad. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Bad lip, bad, bad, bad lip, bad. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, this West Virginia boy and girl meet up at the church picnic. And they hit it off real nice, and they have some fried chicken and some watermelon. Well, the church picnic draws to a close, and the boy says, well, I'll walk you home. And the little girl says, well, I don't know if you want to do that, because I live 2 miles away from the trolley line. From where it ends, it's a 2-mile walk. And the boy says, well,
I think you're sweet. I'll walk with you.
She says, all right. So they hop on the trolley and they ride to the end of the line. And then they get off and they start walking. Well, they walk about 1/2 mile. And the boy looks at her and says, I'm going to kiss you. And she says, well, all right. But the damn thing is, she's like a good head taller than he is. And he can't reach her lips. So he looks around and there's an abandoned blacksmith shop. So they go inside there, and he stands on the anvil, and that's just the right height. He gives her a big old smooch. Well, they go walking on for about 1/2 mile, and the boy looks at her and says, I'm gonna kiss you again. She says, oh, no, you ain't. You done kissing me for the day. And the boy says, well, I guess if you're not gonna kiss me, I guess there ain't no use in me carrying this anvil any farther.
What DC has for breakfast? The Grease Man. DC 101.